we used to long for the days when our parents would let us be home alone as kids. When they were on their way out, they'd provide us a list of restrictions that we generally yawned at. Some parents never allowed their children to be home alone, and there's definitely a good reason for it. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 27 of the MC Horror Podcast. When I was a kid growing up in a very small town in the 80s and 90s, my parents often left me and my little sister home alone for a few hours at a time to run errands. My mom had two brothers, and we lived in the same town as one of her brothers and his family. Being a close-knit family, my cousins and I were always over at each other's houses. The adults would leave us alone a lot. Back then, it was standard to tell kids, "Don't open the doors for anybody and don't use the stove." And we never thought anything about it. After my parents divorced, it happened more often as both my parents worked different shifts at their jobs. My sister and I lived in town, and my cousins and my grandma lived outside of town with only a few neighbors nearby. So my sister and I got the best of both worlds, city kids and country kids. Because we lived in such a small community, everyone knew everyone else, and I think we all felt perfectly safe that nothing bad would ever happen. And if it did, our neighbors would help us out. Around the time I was 8 or 9 years old, I began to get strange phone calls. It would be a man's voice on the phone, and these calls would almost always come when I was home alone. This person would tell me they could see me, that they knew I was alone, and that they were coming to get me. When I'd get these calls, I'd usually just hang up without saying anything. Of course, it terrified me, but I was too scared to tell my parents. I was scared by the calls, but I also liked getting to stay home alone. Being left to take care of my sister made me feel grown, and I didn't want my parents to stop leaving me in charge. Stupidly, I kept the calls to myself. One day while my dad was at work, my cousin, who was a year older than me, was at my house. We were watching TV and playing when the phone rang. She answered it and her face went pale. She hung up and started crying. I immediately asked her what was wrong and she shook her head, saying, "I can't tell you." I pressed and she finally told me about how this man would call her a lot when she was home alone, always telling her he knew she was by herself and he was going to come get her. I was shocked. I explained that I had been getting the same calls, and we immediately agreed that it had to be one of our older brothers or their friends playing a mean joke on us. We calmed down and kind of laughed it off. I didn't get another call for a while after that, so I almost forgot about it. In the summer between my 6th and 7th grade year, my grandma had taken a part-time job and my mom lived in another town, so my sister and I were home alone almost all day every day while my dad worked. We spent our days outside playing in the yard, riding bikes around the neighborhood, and tanning in our backyard a lot. One day, my sister was going to my friend's and my cousin was back at my house. We were listening to music and dancing around the living room when the phone rang. I picked it up, and there it was, the voice. At this point, I was 12 years old, and I had developed a little bit of an attitude. When the man told me he knew we were home alone, I laughed and said, "Liar." He waited a moment and said,
"I can prove that I know you're alone."
I laughed again, a little more nervously this time, and said, "Oh yeah? Then do it." His response was,
"I love that little yellow tank top you're wearing today."
By this time, my cousin had turned off the music and was watching me, so she saw when the color drained out of my face. I was freaking out. I had just gotten a new outfit and was wearing it, a yellow tank top and jean shorts with matching yellow and pink patches. I yelled, "Leave us alone!" I slammed the phone down with my heart racing. I started crying and told my cousin, it was him. He knows we're here by ourselves. I ran over to shut the living room curtains and my cousin said, I think we should call somebody. I agreed, but instead of calling the police, she picked up the phone and tried to call her mom at work. We got no answer. I called my dad's work and left a message with the gate guard to have him call me. As we were debating what to do next, I heard the gravel in our driveway crunch under the wheels of a vehicle. I ran to the window and peeked outside to see a small red car sitting in the driveway. I didn't recognize the car, and I didn't recognize the man and woman inside it. In our tiny little town, even if I didn't know someone's name, I'd surely know their face, but I didn't know either one of them. I froze with fear as I watched them talking to each other. My cousin ran to lock the back door. We had no weapons and no real way to try to defend ourselves other than my softball bat, which was outside on the carport. As my cousin came back into the room, she hissed, "We have to hide." My cousin hid in a small space between a tall bookshelf and the wall, and I threw myself behind our recliner, which faced the window. I watched in horror as the woman walked up to the front door. Instead of knocking, she tried the knob. I tried to quiet my breathing, convinced she might be able to hear me, and watched her shadow through the curtains as she walked around to our carport. Sure enough, I heard the doorknob jiggle. There was a pause, and then the door shook as if someone was trying to force it open. I covered my mouth and forced myself not to scream. After what felt like an eternity, the sound stopped and everything went quiet. I was too afraid to move, so I just waited. I have no idea how much time passed, but eventually, we heard the car backing out of the driveway. Once I got the courage, I ran to peek out of the window again to make sure that they had really left. I saw no trace of the red car, but I was still racked with fear. I told my cousin she should come out, and we hugged each other in relief. Even though we were scared to go outside, we decided to get on our bikes and ride to the office my aunt worked in. Once we were there, we told her everything, the phone calls and how long they'd been happening, the red car, and the description of both the people inside. She immediately called the police, and we had to give our statements about it all. When my dad got home from work, he asked me why I'd called the gate guard, and my aunt filled him in on everything. From that moment on, we weren't allowed to stay by ourselves again until I was probably 16. We never heard anything else on the case, and we also never got any more phone calls again. It's been years, and I still think about the situation often. We never found out who made those calls or who those people were in the red car. The phone calls could have been just a mean prank, and those people could have just been trying to simply rob the house or something, but the coincidence that day was crazy. I have no idea if the man kept watching us as we grew up, but the whole thing definitely made me paranoid about a lot of things, and I always make sure to keep a weapon near me at all times when I'm home alone. Now, as a single mom, I am forced to leave my kids alone occasionally, and I am overly protective of them, giving tons of instructions and rules about what they can and can't do. They may roll their eyes at me, but I know the dangers of the world, and I'd rather be safe than sorry. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.